this rain is just not letting up. Ugh, it's so horrible to have to work in this weather. It's okay, eyes on the prize. Keep your eyes on the prize. Ugh, I wish they would just leave a porch light on or something. It'd be so much easier to be able to spot their home. Is it that house or that house? Oh, I'm just gonna have to get out. Oh my gosh, this rain. Here we go. This is the right house. And there's a table to leave the food. Perfect. I'll just set it down here. Oh my gosh, no, you just startled me. I didn't think anybody was gonna open the door. Everything was just so dark. Well, hi, I'm your food delivery driver. I'm just leaving things here on the table for you. Before you take it, I have to take a quick picture before. Yeah, okay, you understand. There, okay. Well, enjoy your food, and I've got to get going. And what? Oh, well, it's not necessary. Well, yeah, of course I'd like a tip, but I just don't always expect it, I guess, you know. I'll wait here. It's okay. Look, come inside. I guess it is coming down pretty hard. Okay, I'll just wait right here by the door while you do what you have to do. No, I'm okay. I'm fine. Okay, I'll wait here. There you are. I was beginning to think you had forgotten about me standing here in your doorway. Okay, I see. Oh yeah. Well, thank you. Sir. This is way, way too much. I can't... No, sir, really, this is... Are you serious? Do you know how many meals you could have delivered to your house with this amount of money? This is way too generous, sir. I... Well, I'm out here working because I'm trying... to get my own place. I'm 21. Why? Oh, you have a daughter my age. Is she here? She's already traveled back to her college. And the missus is... Oh, I'm sorry, I had no idea, and oh, it's been 4 years since your divorce. Anyway, well, that's none of my business. I don't even know how we got off on a tangent here. This is really way too much, sir. The reason I'm trying to get my own place is I have been living on campus. Well, I'm in college too. I've been living on campus, and I'm about to start my senior year, and I wanted to have my own place to finish my schooling, and I also have an internship during my final school year and a job waiting for me when I graduate, so I guess I just wanted to start getting my life together, so I've been doing food deliveries part-time and working in the day part-time and just... You know, just trying to get things going in my life. I'm sorry, I'm babbling so much. Sir, are you sure? This is really a lot of money. Well, that's really very, very... Excuse me, sir. I'm so sorry. This is really a lot of money, and sir, are you making fun of my sneeze? No, I'm fine. And what? Under my hoodie. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. It was just such a... That question caught me off guard. I have a t-shirt under my hoodie, but why? No, I'm fine. But why? No, I think I'm okay. I guess you are right. This hoodie is a little drenched, but I don't want to put you out or anything. Oh, you can just put it in your dryer really quick. Well, I guess it wouldn't... Do you know what? Maybe that's not such a bad idea. I wouldn't want to catch a cold. I really need to be working. Okay, fine. Thank you, sir, for... Oh, you already have a towel. Yeah, I guess I could dry my hair. What? No, I don't think my shoes are drenched. Although I should have worn rain boots, but I don't know, just bad planning. I just left too quickly and... Oh, where did this stool come from? Okay, I mean, I wasn't planning on sitting, but... sir, you're taking off my sneakers. Dry them too? That's really awfully kind, sir, but... Okay, you've pretty much got them both off. If you insist, sir, since you're already going to be throwing my... No, my socks are... I guess they are wet. No, I'm not shy. Why do you ask if I'm shy? The way I'm scrunching my toes... No, it's... I don't know, It's just embarrassing. I mean, you remove my sneakers and then my socks, and you're... I don't know, you're making me feel like some special person or princessy feeling is coming over. It's like you're my knight in shining armor or something. I don't know, just... It's kind of embarrassing. I get the top... My towel? Yeah, here. Let me just pat dry my hair a little bit more here. Why? I didn't mean to hold... Oh, sir, really? I don't know, it's just... I feel like... You're making me feel like you're a servant or something. You're gonna dry my hoodie. You're going to dry my sneakers and socks. You're drying my feet. I don't know, it's just kind of awkward for what? Oh, I don't know, I guess it's called... I don't know exactly what it's called, I forgot, but it's like a pale pink toenail polish, I guess, I don't know. Oh, you like it? Oh... I'm so sorry, sir. I guess I got a little more wet than I thought, and what? You've laid out some clothes for me in your daughter's room? Oh, I'm about her size. Well, sir, that explains why it took so long bringing my tip, doesn't it? Okay, sir. I'll take you up on your offer to dry all my clothes. Second door on the left, you said? Okay, I'll go and change, and I'll leave my clothes right outside the door for you to dry. I hope they smell as good as you do. What? Oh, you heard. Well, it's just that I couldn't help noticing how good you smell. It's like you just did laundry, and it's just so, it smells so yummy. I mean, I'm sorry. It just smells so fresh. Your clothes, they smell so fresh. Never mind. Second door to the left, right? I'll be right back. Sir, I think that you and I, we need to have a little talk. Yeah, I think we do need to have a little talk. Just you and me. An honest little talk. Oh, on the couch. Absolutely. Lead the way, sir. Oh. Taking me by my hand. How forward, yet so gentlemanlike of you. Mm-hmm. Oh, right here? Yeah. Oh, you think I have great legs, huh? Thank you, sir. Yeah, I may not seem as nervous because, well, that's what this talk is about, sir. You see, when I walked into your daughter's room, I realized something. You've been planning this, haven't you? Yes. Yes, you did plan this, I know. Because when I walked into your daughter's room, you had left 3 sets of clothes. In fact, the first set at the foot of her bed, it was a pair of sweats and a hoodie, very similar to mine. But they were very neatly folded into a little bundle. And I thought nothing strange of that, since it looks like you just pulled them out of the drawer, until I glanced at the second set of clothes next to that one, which were some really cute, silky, burgundy pajama pants and what appeared to be a matching top that was neatly folded and not open and spread on the bed like the pajama bottoms were. But then the convincer for me was the third set of clothes that were laid on the bed, which was this teeny, tiny, cute, pink tank top, and these tiny little booty shorts. but you had these completely laid out on the bed, almost as if somebody was wearing them and for me to see. So, sir, my conclusion was that you wanted to give me three options, but you already knew the option you wanted me to pick. Oh, I know you didn't leave the shoes out for me to wear, but they were sort of sticking out the bottom of the bed, and I hope you're not upset, but I thought they'd look cute and match this outfit, and so I put on her little flip-flop heels, and they're so cute. I think they go with this outfit well, don't you, sir? Oh, you like them? I know you do, sir. And I wanted to show my toes off to you, sir, because I know that you have a thing for feet, sir. How do I know? Well, first, I thought it was awkward that you were so eager to pull off my sneakers. But then, you were so quick to remove my socks, which made me feel really awkward. But when you took my towel and began to pat dry my feet, at first I thought it was very chivalrous of you, until you began to hold my feet firmly in your hands and managed to put pressure with your fingertips in certain areas of my foot that were making me feel a tingling sensation in places where I shouldn't be feeling a tingling sensation, especially not from the hands of a man I don't know. A man who's old enough to be my father. A man with a daughter my age. And the closer and convincer that made me realize you have a thing for feet is the way you took my towel and towel dried each of my toenails, not just on one foot, but on both of my feet. Just the attention to detail, the way you patted dry each toe and toenail. It was almost as if you were polishing my toenails. And the way you asked me what color my toenail polish was, it was just an excuse to continue touching my feet. Yeah, wasn't it, sir? I thought so. Well, sir, here I am, dressed in one of your daughter's cute little outfits, wearing her cute little flip-flop heels, with my legs crossed in your direction, sir. Oh, okay. Daddy, is that what you want me to call you? Daddy? Okay, Daddy. That's such a pervy suggestion. Are you a pervy daddy? You are, aren't you? This is just so taboo, Daddy, isn't it? But you like that, don't you, Daddy? Okay, Daddy. I'll tell you what. Why don't you just sit there and relax and let me undo this cord on your pants. Oh, I'm so glad, Daddy, you have these elastic band sweatpants. And just let me help you slide them off. Yeah, like that, Daddy. Oh, Daddy. Wow. Your boxers are so, so cute. And they smell just like you, Daddy. So yummy. Look at that. A convenient little opening. Just big enough for me to slide my hand and reach. Oh, Daddy. Oh, my goodness. Let me just pull you out gently. Oh, Daddy, I could look at this cock all day. I'm sorry, Daddy, I don't mean to stare. It's just, I like taking it all in, you know? I like to just look at it and take it all in all its glory. Wow, Daddy. Oh, Daddy. I'm sorry. I hope you don't think it's weird the way I keep kissing your shaft like this. It's just when you have such a magnificent cock like you, Daddy, a girl can't help but want to adore it a little. Is that okay, Daddy? You like when I call you Daddy, don't you? Does Daddy want his girl to? I guess Daddy did want his girl to taste his cock, and Daddy's cock did not disappoint. Oh, Daddy, I love the way you taste, but right now I'm curious, what's on your mind? Oh, okay. Okay, sit right here. Okay, cross my legs. Okay, Daddy. You're so forcefully frisky, Daddy. Oh, look at your cock. How it's standing up hard for me. Is it hard for me, Daddy? Am I making Daddy's cock hard? Okay, Daddy. What do you want? Okay. Oh, yeah. I like though you're slipping my heel off like that. Okay, just a little bit. Oh, just enough to slide the thong part of the flip flop out of my toes. Oh, Daddy. Oh, Daddy. Wow. Daddy, you know these are your daughter's heels, right? Yeah, well, can I ask, why are you sniffing the toe prints left by your daughter on the shoes? But you know, Daddy, that's not my scent. That's her scent. it turns you on. Oh, you really are a pervy daddy, aren't you? Oh, nothing, daddy. Just that tongue surprised me. Wow, daddy. Your tongue feels amazing. The way you're grazing the tips of my toes. And oh, daddy, you are something else. Sniffing the toe prints your daughter left on her shoe while sliding your tongue on the tips of my toes. You are so, so bad, daddy. Oh, okay, take the shoe off. And okay, daddy, I guess you really like smelling that shoe, don't you? Okay, daddy, but I'm getting a little jealous of your daughter's shoe and her scent, so you need to reassure me that it's my toes that you want, daddy. What would I like you to do? Well, why don't you take those beautiful lips of yours and wrap them around the last three toes of my foot, beginning with my pinky toe, and work your way up all the way to my middle toe. And just like that, daddy. Oh, daddy, I love the way you use the bottom of your bottom. Oh gosh, I can't even speak, daddy. Your bottom teeth, I love the way the way you gently graze the bottom of my toes with your bottom teeth, and put a little suction on all three of my toes with your lips. Oh, daddy. Oh, yeah, daddy, yeah. There you go again, doing that thing with your fingertips on that special part of my foot. That's making me tingle. You know where, daddy. Yes, I know you like girls like me, daddy. I know, because you have been sliding your hand between my legs and just making me feel so good. You know where, daddy. Okay, daddy, take those beautiful lips in your mouth and wrap them around my big toe and my second toe. And yeah, daddy. Okay, I don't even have to tell you what to do. Yeah, daddy, slide your tongue between those two toes. Oh gosh, daddy, you're just so amazing, so wonderful. Okay, yeah, I'll get on my back, daddy. Oh, yeah, you could slip off my shorts, daddy. That's okay. Yeah, daddy, I want you really bad, daddy. Yeah, I want you inside me, daddy, please. Oh, yeah, daddy. There you go. Just line it up. There you go. Line it up and just slide it in slowly, daddy. That's it, daddy. Oh, gosh, daddy. Come here. Kiss me, daddy. Just the way you slide in and out of me, daddy. Daddy, it feels like you're, daddy, the way you're fucking me, daddy. It doesn't feel like you're fucking me, daddy. Oh, daddy, I love how your strong hands feel under my back. What do I mean? Oh, what did I mean by, well, it just doesn't feel like you're fucking me the way you're holding me, and the way your gentle thrusts go in and out of me, daddy. You make me feel like you're making love to me, daddy, like you like you're trying to make a baby with me, Daddy. Are you trying to put a baby in me, Daddy? Oh, do you want to put your man seed in me and get me pregnant, Daddy? Oh wow, you're really throbbing at that thought, aren't you, Daddy? Oh, Daddy, put a baby in me. Oh, Daddy, you're really throbbing when I say that. Okay, Daddy, put a baby in me. Put a baby in your girl, Daddy. Oh, you have to come. It's okay, Daddy. I know you're not wearing a condom, Daddy. Just shoot your big hot load in me, Daddy. Oh, wow. Daddy. Oh, I can feel you coming, Daddy. Oh, Daddy. There you go, Daddy. Shoot it all. Release all of it. There you go, Daddy. Every last drop inside of me, Daddy. That's my Daddy. Oh, there you go, Daddy. Mm-hmm. Wow, Daddy. You really needed to come, didn't you? Oh, Daddy. You're so amazing. You just know how to work that cock. Oh, Daddy, don't worry about me. You made me come a long time ago. The minute you started playing with my toes and sliding your hand between my legs, Daddy, you already had me coming. And as soon as you just began to slide in me, I came, Daddy. I'm sure you felt me get tighter as you slid in me, Daddy. Oh, you did feel that? Yeah, that was me coming, Daddy. That was me coming so hard for you, Daddy. Oh, Daddy, that was so amazing. Don't worry, Daddy. Don't you worry. I'll just make a quick trip to the pharmacy and take care of things. Unless I forget to go, and maybe in a few weeks I find out that I'm pregnant. Oh, Daddy, that was a surprising response. You actually don't mind the idea of me being pregnant with your baby? Wow, Daddy, you are a man's man. That is so amazing, Daddy. I don't want to go home tonight, Daddy. Can I stay with you? Well, because just the fact that you'd want to have a baby with a girl you just met, that just means you're a very honorable kind of man that I don't want to let go. Oh, you don't want to let me go either? What? I didn't know you have a guest house. You'd be willing to rent it to me? I don't know that I could afford that. You'll work with my budget. You're kidding, Daddy. Oh. You are so amazing, Daddy. You know what, Daddy? If you do decide to work with me and let me move in to the guest house, I haven't opened our policy. Well, what that means is that if you ever get one of those uncontrollable urges, at 1, 2, or 3 in the morning, you can come right over and I'll take my mouth and I'll help you with that, Daddy. Oh no, Daddy, it's gotta be my mouth, because if you wake me up at that time, I'm gonna be hungry and I'm gonna need a full 13.